what this new mining regulation is doing is it's separating out petroleum from the rest of the minerals. Why that is done is because petroleum is an entirely different discipline, and it's got different BEE requirements, it's got different market dynamics, so they want to separate that out and keep that as it's in its own silo. But the more important thing about the amendments to the legislation, they're addressing a number of critical things. Mining has been in a long-term downward trajectory for about 20 years. So, you know, we're producing in South Africa roughly, we're sort of, mining production is about 10% below where it was a decade ago, and it should be higher. Other countries in the world have seen increased exploration investment 20% lower than we were two decades ago. So something is clearly wrong. We used to be a mining powerhouse. We're not anymore. Just by way of example, there's about 35 mining companies on the stock exchange at the moment. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, there were over three reasons for that. It's just not attractive for foreign investors in particular. And then there's a lot of uncertainties about what exactly are the BEE requirements. So there have been a number of different mining charters which attempted to spell this out. Now we have this new legislation coming in which is attempting to plug some of these holes. One of them is illegal mining. They want to... Illegal mining is costing the South African economy about $70 billion a year. It's a huge number. I think it's a bit of a thumbsuck. I don't know how accurate that is. But
yeah.
I've been out to some of these illegal mines in the east of Johannesburg, and it's pretty much gang run. You can't get access to these entrances. Mines have been taken over by gangs, and they're based, you know, on ethnic lines and so on. And you pay a fee to go down there, and then you disappear, and, you know, you mine away, and out comes a little bit of gold a day or two later, and this is all sold on the black market. So that's one of the things that the new mining legislation wants to enforce: beneficiation, in other words, adding value to the minerals. That's a great idea. It does happen to some extent in South Africa, but not a lot. Manganese, we're one of the world's biggest producers of manganese, but we hardly beneficiate anything. It's all exported in raw form, mainly to Asia. So that's but the problem there is that it leaves a lot of discretion up to the minister, Gwede Mantashe, who's the current minister. He would then be able to decide, well, you know, this is how much you've got to beneficiate. This is approaches. The difficulty with that is we don't have a lot of electricity. Beneficiation is hugely energy intensive, and it's going to need electricity. Well, we don't have that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's going to fall flat.
Yeah, because it certainly, you're correct. It to me, it seems to be more of a cut-and-paste attempt to try and deal with our inherent problems, particularly, as you say, illegal mining, and you're correct, we don't really know the numbers. And my personal feeling is that we should have had a category of what we would call artisanal mining, where smaller people can go down the mines and it's legal and it's taxable. So, yeah, I mean, it does seem to be cut and paste. And, I mean, where do we go from here? I mean, I do so many interviews about people bemoaning the fate of our mining industry, of the fact that it's marching backwards.
Yeah, I don't see that trajectory changing anytime soon. By the way, on artisanal mining, that is one of the things that introduced in this new legislation, artisanal mining. And a good percentage of that will be dedicated to black miners. But there's a whole support network. I mean, I've worked in mining in West Africa, and I've been around a lot of the mines in South Africa. Artisanal mining is it's rough and ready. It's a terrible way to make a living.
Oh, yes. No, I mean,
dirty, it's dangerous. Yeah, and you're harassed by the police all the time. For example, on the east of Joburg, you know, you have like the Zimbabweans. They would run some of the above-ground operations. That's where the gold is brought up from underground to the surface, and then they would crush it, and they would then smelt it and turn it into gold. All of that is just being processed through on the black market. So you would then take that to a black market dealer, and that gold would disappear out the country. It's not registered. There's no tax paid. There's nothing. It's pure kind of extraction with no benefit to the country, other than for the people who they don't really make a good living. You know, if you of gold a day, and a gram of gold would be, you know, a few hundred rand, basically. it can keep you going, you know, keep body and soul together, but you're not going to get rich on it. And yet you hear instances of people hitting, you know, sweet spot. Happens in mining, you're going to hit a sweet spot in money, and then you go through a drought and there's nothing there. Very competitive, many thousands of people involved in it. The police don't even bother to enforce this because so many thousands or tens of thousands of people are underground, and they stay there sometimes for months and they don't come up. And they have this whole supply network. You can get food going down there, alcohol, prostitutes, the whole thing. It's going down there. And how do you track that? I was refused entry. The police won't even bother. It's just too dangerous. How are you going to enforce it? You know, two policemen going down there, you know, thousands of people. But I think the legislation is good and it conforms with what South Africa as well. They've really attempted to clean up the artisanal mining sector, which have destroyed the rivers in places like Ghana and Ivory Coast, getting some control of this. However poorly it's enforced, and it is poorly enforced, and I think it will be poorly enforced in South Africa too, that you can start getting licensing, you can start registering these guys, but the main thing that you've got to put in the back of that is some training, legal requirements. You've got to be registered with the CIPC, you're registered as a company, you've registered for tax. That said, you know, a lot of the people in the informal sector don't want to touch that. And so this is going to be a long, strenuous process to try and get this thing under control.
And let's hope that something positive can come out of mining. Tjaron Ryan, mining journalist with MoneyWeb, thanks for joining us on Newsbeat. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.